诉我们疫情的奴隶，他们要成为自由的人，成为军队。
The book of Exodus tells us a story about a group of slaves wanting to become free, wanting to become a group of soldiers.
啊，这是非常奇妙的事情。
This is very miraculous. 啊，
这个今天啊，罪人要能够成为神的儿女，这也是非常奇妙的事情。
It is just as amazing today that a sinner should become the children of God.
啊，罪人有很多的啊，很多的事情，很多的时候，有很多的不可能。
With men, there are many things and many incidents that are impossible.
啊，神的专长就是让不可能成为可能。
But what God's good at is to make what is impossible into what is possible.
啊，虽然法老他硬心不肯让以色列人出去。
Even though Pharaoh was rebellious and did not permit the people to leave.
啊，但是神一定会让法老他来屈服。
But God will beat him into subjection.
所以，虽然摩西、亚伦他们一开始就遇到挫折
，Even though Moses and Aaron encounter great challenges right from the get-go，
啊，但是神坚定了他们的信心
，But God strengthened their faith，
所以他们仍然凭着信心到法老王面前来坚持他们的请求。
So by faith, they still came to Pharaoh's presence and insisted on their request.
请看出埃及记第八章第一节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 8, verse 1.
第一节，神吩咐摩西说：“你进去见法老，对他说，主这样说：容我进去，好侍奉我。”神仍然吩咐摩西，你到法老王那里去。
The Lord still commanded Moses to present himself before Pharaoh.
啊，所以摩西知道这是很困难的，他还是照着神的吩咐去做。
Even though Moses knew that this was a very difficult task, he obeyed God's word anyway.
结果神啊，在这里呢是要降一个青蛙之灾。
As a result, God sent them a plague of frogs.
在第六节说到说亚伦把杖伸在埃及的珠水上，青蛙就满啊上来，遮满了埃及地。
Verse 6 says Aaron stretched out his hand over the water of Egypt, and frogs came up and covered the land.
整个所有的埃及地都满了这个哈、啊、被青哈、啊、到处都是青蛙。
The entire land of Egypt, imagine this, was filled with frogs.
哦，这是让他们生活。很不方便的，成为很不方便。
This obviously brought great inconvenience to their life.
哦，就是因为法老这一个人。
All because of Pharaoh.
哦，常常会因为一个事情影响了所有的整个啊整个全部。
Often, one single incident would have an impact on the entire environment. 哦，
罪常常会让生活的每一部分都受到影响。
Often our transgression or sin will impact every aspect of our life.
哦，罪影响了我们个人的生活。
Sin will have an impact in our personal life.
过患影响了我们的家庭生活。
Our transgression has an impact on our family life.
哦，过患甚至影响了弟兄姐妹之间教会的生活。
Our wrongs perhaps may even impact our church life between the brothers and sisters. 哦，
让我们的生活好像被这个青蛙所遮满。
So our life would be as if it was filled by these frogs, covered by the frogs.
第八章第七节。
Let's read chapter 8, verse 7.
说行法术的也用他们的邪术照样而行，叫青蛙上了埃及地。
Here says the magicians also did their enchantment and brought up frogs on the land of Egypt.
这些行法术的就是法老王身边的他的臣仆、啊、他很 信任的人。
These magicians were considered servants and the trusted friend of Pharaoh.
哦，他们是在帮助法老王来治理他的国家。
They are to help Pharaoh manage and administer the land.
哦，他们常常帮助法老王来处理事情。
They often help Pharaoh to take care of problems.
啊，现在法老叫他们来有什么目的呢？
Now, why did Pharaoh summon them? At this time,
啊，应该是要来解决这个青蛙的问题。
They were supposed to solve the problem of the frogs.
啊，但是我们所看到的是，他们 叫更多的青蛙上了埃及地。
But what we see is that they did nothing but to bring even more frogs onto the land of Egypt.
他们是法老眼前的专家。
They were supposed to be experts in the Pharaoh, in Pharaoh's eyes.
他们也很认真的要为法老来效力。
They tried very hard to serve Pharaoh.
结果是让问题更加的严重。
But instead, they amplify the problem even further.
今天在我们生活当中有很多的所谓的专家。
There are many people in our life who are considered experts.
因为这个社会、这个世界也真的充满着许多的问题。
And indeed, this world, this society is filled with various problems.
那我们实在也应该很感谢这些专家，他们真的是很努力、很奉献。
And we do need to thank these experts for their dedication and their service to this world.
有些专家真的奉献他们的时间、他们的一生。
Some experts, dedicated their entire lifetime, to solve a problem.
他们奉献他们的力量啊，他们到处的去。
They contribute their time and effort in many places in the world.
所以有些人舍弃了婚姻，有些人甚至舍弃了他的家庭。
Some give up their marriage, some even forsake their family.
这样的精神是值得钦佩的。
This is an admirable spirit.
但是我们实在也发现，有时候问题却更加的多，更加的严重。
However, with so many experts in the world, we find that there are still more problems.
为什么会这样子？
Why is that?
因为没有真理。
Problem is they don't have the truth.
今天人所少的不是专家，人所缺少的是真理。
What people lack today is not experts, but they lack the truth.
这是我们应该去明白啊，去知道的一个事实。
This is something we should remember and try to understand.
这个时候，法老他已经知道谁才能够真正来解决问题。
Here at this time, Pharaoh knew in his heart, who could really help him solve the problem.
所以他赶快把摩西、亚伦又叫来。
So he quickly called Moses and Aaron to him.
第九节。
Verse 9.
摩西对法老说：“任凭你吧，我要何时为你和你的臣仆，并你的百姓祈求除灭青蛙，离开你和你的宫殿，只留在河里呢？”这是摩西对法老所说的话。
These are words Moses spoke to Pharaoh.
你要我来为你解决问题，那么你要我什么时候来为你做这个事情
？You want me to help you solve your problem? When do you want me to proceed?
如果你是法老，你会怎么回答
？If you were Pharaoh, what would you say?
这么大的问题，难道你不愿意现在马上解决吗
？This is such a big problem. Wouldn't you want to solve the problem immediately?
那法老是怎么回答呢
？How did Pharaoh respond?
一个很奇怪的回答，他说明天。
Very strangely, he said tomorrow.
这个皇宫里头也到处都是青蛙。
You can imagine there are probably frogs all over the palace also.
法老所睡的床铺上面也都是青蛙。
Maybe there are frogs even on Pharaoh's bed.
法老竟然他还愿意跟青蛙同睡一个晚上。
He is still willing to sleep with the frogs for another night.
这个不是很矛盾吗
？Isn't this quite ironic?
其实我们人常常就是这么矛盾。
This is exactly how humans are sometimes.
或许法老想说这一个晚上，或许他还有什么方法能够胜过摩西。
Maybe Pharaoh thinks that there's something else. There's another solution he could find. Before he goes to Moses for help.
其实我们也看到人的一个惰性。
We could also see the laziness of men.
我们常常知道需要改变。
Often we know we need to make some change.
什么时候呢
？When?
我们说明天。
We say tomorrow.
再等一下吧。
Maybe later.
人其实我们以为法老很矛盾，其实我们也是这样的矛盾。
We think Pharaoh is acting ironically. Actually, we act the same way very often.
很多我们应该现在就去做的事情，我们是不是现在就去做呢
？Are we doing things that we ought to do right now?
没有的，我们说明天。
No, we instead delay it and say tomorrow.
摩西他隔天他真的就为法老祷告。
Indeed, the next day, Moses.Interceded for Pharaoh.
这个十二节说，为这个扰害法老的青蛙，摩西呼求神。
Verse 12, it says that Moses cried out to the Lord, concerning the frogs which he had brought against Pharaoh.
摩西的祷告是有目标的。
Moses had an objective in his prayer.
为扰害法老的青蛙来呼求神。
He was crying out to the Lord, concerning the frogs that bothers Pharaoh.
我们的祷告常常缺少目标。
Often our prayer is without an objective, clear objective.
我们常常只是为了履行我们的对神的义务。
We often pray as if we're fulfilling our obligation to God.
因为我们要常常祷告啊，所以我就每天祷告多少时间。
Because we know we're supposed to pray, therefore we set apart some time each day to pray.
这样是好的，但是神更要我们在祷告里头能够更进一步。
This is good, but God wants us to make an even deeper prayer.
既然我们花费了宝贵的时间来做祷告，
since we're spending our precious time in prayer,
我们就不能够只是我在履行义务。
Then we should not pray only out of our obligation.
我们是要应该神要看到的是我们有目标的在做祷告。
But rather, God wants us to pray with purpose.
我们所祷告的是我们经过了思考之后而来做的祷告。
Our prayer should be one made after some contemplation and some thinking.
我现在的祷告是我所需要的。
I am praying because I need to pray.
我现在的祷告我已经审查过了，是要合乎神你的旨意的。
I'm praying after I have examined that what I'm asking for is in accordance with His will.
13节就讲到神就照摩西的祷告来成全。
Verse 13, we see that the Lord did according to the words of Moses.
在法老面前，摩西是一个80岁的老人。
Before Pharaoh, Moses appears to be an 80-year-old man.
他是奴隶当中的一个奴隶。
He is nothing but one of the many slaves.
但是这么的奇妙，一个卑微的人祷告，神垂听。
But miraculously, such an ignoble person, ignoble person's prayer is hearkened by God.
不管今天人怎么来看我们，
no matter how the other people see us today,
我们知道我们是神的儿女。
We know that we are the children of God.
我们有这样的自信，我们祷告神垂听。
If we have this faith and confidence, then the Lord will listen to our prayer.
像主耶稣说，父啊，我感谢你，你已经听我。
Just like Jesus said, Father, I thank you that you have already heard me.
有时候我们的信心还不如法老。
Sometimes our faith is not even as good as Pharaoh.
法老虽然是这么的不好啊，他还知道说摩西祷告神会听。
Even though he was so evil, he at least believed that God will listen to Moses' prayer.
想想看，有时候我们的信心是不是还不如这个法老？
Think about this. Sometimes our faith is even weaker than Pharaoh.
事情解决了之后，法老他又开始反抗。又开始反对摩西。
After this problem is solved, Pharaoh went back to his old way and rebelled against God.
在前面一个法老是想要把这个以色列人把他们灭绝。
The Pharaoh before this Pharaoh wanted to annihilate the entire Jewish community.
所以在摩西的时代，以色列人只要是生男孩子就要被丢到河里淹死。
So in the time of Moses, every male baby has to be thrown into the Nile River.
他们认为以色列人在埃及会造成将来很大的祸害。
They think that the Israelites will become a threat to the Egyptians in the future.
现在以色列人说他们要离开埃及。
Now the Israelites said they want to leave Egypt.
现在的法老却紧抓着他们，不愿意让他们走。
But this Pharaoh hang on to the people and did not want them to go.
我们可以看到说，同样的事情，人常常一直在改变。
We can see how constantly changing men may be.
所以人是不可靠的。
Men are not reliable.
人也常常充满着很多的不确定。
And men are filled with uncertainty.
我们很想抓住那个确定的。
We want to hang on to what is sure.
就是圣经的真理，就是神。才是不改变。
What is sure is the teachings in the Bible. What is sure is God.
既然法老不愿意让以色列人离开
，Since God, Pharaoh refused to let the people go.
所以他就在跟摩西之间就进行了一段的这个讨价还价。
So he came to a period of compromise with Moses.
他要摩西能够跟他妥协。
He wanted to Moses to meet him halfway.
他不能够眼看着这几十万的廉价劳工就这样离开他的国家。
He did not want to see hundreds of thousands of cheap labor just disappear from his country.
这个会对他的整个国家带来很大的一个经济的冲击。
This obviously will have a great economic impact to his country.
所以他就紧抓着这些 以色列人不让他们走。
So、therefore, he held on to these Israelites tightly, and he refused to let them go.
哦，所以他希望摩西能够跟他妥协。
He was hoping that Moses would come to a compromise.
但是整个过程里头，我们看到摩西既然很清楚的有从神那里来的指示。
But in through the entire negotiation process, we can see that Moses received clear instruction from God.
哦，所以摩西就坚持到底。
So Moses insisted until the very end.
我们也清楚看到这个法老的手段。
And you could also see Pharaoh's various tactics.
哦，今天我们在信仰这一段路程上面。
Today in our journey of faith,
这个我们的敌人撒旦魔鬼，他也是常常要我们跟他妥协。
Our enemy, the devil Satan, also wants us to compromise.
今天我们所要坚持的就是我们的信仰。
But what we must insist on is our faith.
这是一个言论自由的社会。
This is a society of free speech.
这是一个可以大家自由聚在一起的社会。
This is a country where free assembly is promoted.
这是一个宗教自由的社会。
We have the freedom of religion.
我们或许会觉得说，我们不会有这种坚持信仰的这种这样子的这种需要。
We may feel that we'll never come into a situation where we have to insist in our faith.
但是事实上，我们还是常常在面对着挑战。
But the fact is, we face these challenges every day.
在谈话中。总是会有机会谈到信仰的事情。
In our conversation with different people, we will talk about our faith.
人们越知道你的信仰，人们总是对你会有越多的问题。
The more people know about your faith, the more they have questions about who you are.
你为什么星期六去教会？
Why do you go to church on Saturdays?
为什么你守安息日不是半天是前天的？
Why do you have to go be at church for the entire day instead of just half of a day?
为什么你跟我讲你是基督徒，所以你就不参与这一个活动
？Why do you tell me you don't participate in this event because you're a Christian？
为什么你告诉我你是基督徒，所以你就不同意我的这个看法
？Why do you disagree with my opinion just because you're a Christian？
其实坚持信仰这一件事情，纵然在今天的社会里头，还是需要的。
Actually, even in this free country, we still have to insist in our faith.
我们要很清楚地知道什么对我们是重要的。
We need to clearly understand what is important in our life.
像丹尼里在巴比伦皇宫里头，他知道这些食物对他来讲是非常的，他很在意。
When Daniel was living in the royal palace, he knew, he paid careful attention to his diet.
所以他坚持地说，他不愿意用王所赐给他的这些食物饮料。
He insisted on not taking the king's delicacies.
今天我们有没有很清楚地知道，在生活当中有哪些事情对我们来讲是很重要的
？Today, are we clear about what is important to our Christian life?
在需要我们为信仰来做解释辩护的时候，我们能够对人说吗
？When we need to take a stand and make a defense of our faith, are we ready to do that？
请看彼得前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书三章十五节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。这里彼得说到，我们要常常做好准备。
Here Peter said we must always be ready.
然后能够来为我们的信仰来做说明，来做辩护。
And to be able to explain and defend our faith.
摩西能够坚持神所给他的指示。
Moses insisted on the instruction that God gave him.
所以神就继续不断的来跟他们同在。
And therefore God continued to work with them.
一个坚持信仰的人是一定会得到神的同在。
God will definitely work with people who insist on their faith.
主耶稣对门徒说，遵守我的教训，我就跟你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Jesus said, follow my words and I will be with you until the end of days.
坚持信仰让我们得着神的喜悦。
To insist on our faith will please God.
在生活当中，我们对信仰的坚持，这就是 最大的见证。
The best witness for God is to insist on our faith in our everyday life.
坚持我们的信仰，也就是对神的一种赞美。
To insist on our faith is a way to praise God.
摩西跟百姓这样的坚持，拯救的日子终于来到。
Moses insisted on God's instruction, and the day of deliverance finally came.
请看出埃及记十二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章第一节。
Exodus chapter 12 verse 1.
主在埃及地晓谕摩西、亚伦说，第二节。
Verse 2.
你们要以本月为真月，为一年之首。神对摩西说，用这个月做一年的开始。
God said to Moses, "This month shall be your beginning of months."
不用再去管埃及人现在是。第几个月
？You don't have to worry about the Egyptian calendars anymore.
这个月你要把它当作是一月。
This month should be the first month of the year to you.
你们要有一个新的开始。
In other words, you ought to have a new beginning.
过去的已经过去了。
What's past is past.
你们不再是奴隶。
You are no longer slaves.
你们要成为自由，你们要成为神的军队。
You are now free. You should become the God's soldiers.
出埃及记十二章是整本圣经里头很重啊，最重要的是最重要的一章之一。
Exodus chapter 12 is one of the most important chapters in the entire Bible.
因为这个跟整个神的救恩有密切的关系。
Because it is intimately and closely related to God's plan of salvation.
今天我们成为一个基督徒，保罗说，旧的事情已经过了，一切都变成新的了。
Paul says, now that we're a Christian, what is old has passed, everything is made anew.
我们刚过完2006年。
We have just passed year 2006.
当我们在计算，当我们在回顾2006年的时候。
When we reflect on the past year,
可能当中有一些事情，我们希望说能够把它删掉。
Perhaps there are things that we wish didn't happen.
能够把它去除掉。
We wish we could remove them.
对人来讲，我们没有办法这么做。
To men, it is impossible to do that.
但是神他给我们一个新的开始。
But God has promised to give us a new beginning.
这个新的开始不是只有在我们受洗的那一天。
This new beginning did not happen only on the day of our baptism.
神愿意随时随地给我们一个新的开始。
But God is ready to give us a new beginning anywhere, anytime.
神对我们的拯救是每一时刻的。
God's deliverance can be found at all points in our life.
所以神对摩西说，用这个月当作一月。
That's why God says, this month should be the first month of the year to you.
请看出埃及记十二章第三节到第七节。
Let's refer to Exodus chapter 12, verses 3-7.
你要吩咐以色列全家说，会众说，本月初十日，个人要按户家起羊羔，一家一只。神要他们每一户人家准备一只羊羔。
God wants each household to prepare a lamb.
第四节，若是一家的人太少，吃不了一只羊羔，本人就和他隔壁邻舍共取一只。你们预备羊羔要按着人数和换量计算。同样的，神要他们来准备这个羊羔。
Still in verse 4, we can see that God wants them to start preparing for a lamb.
第五节
，verse 5,
要无残疾一岁公羊羔，你们或从绵羊里取，或从山羊里取都可以。神要求。准备怎样的羊羔
？God here gave them the requirement of this lamb.
第六节
，six
要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众要把羊羔宰了。等到这个十四号的黄昏，要宰羊羔。
And they are to kill. Verse six says they are to kill the lamb on the 14th day of the same month, at twilight.
第七节
，verse seven.
各家要取点血涂在吃羊羔的房屋的左右门框上和门楣上，然后宰了羊羔之后呢，要将羊羔的血涂在这个门框门楣上。
Verse 7 says, after they killed the lamb, they should paint some of the blood and put it on the doorpost and the lintel of the house.
神要在他们的房子有一个羔羊的血的记号。
God want them to have a a sign of blood on their houses.
啊，因为我们知道最后最严重的一个灾害就要临到埃及地。
Because we know the greatest and the most severe plague is about to come to the land of Egypt.
啊，就是击杀长子的灾害。
That is the plague of the first son. 啊，
以色列人也住在埃及地。
The Egyptians, the Israelites also live in the land of Egypt.
每一个以色列的家庭里头也有他们的长子。
And every Israelites also, every family also had a firstborn.
啊，在神击杀这些前埃及地长子的时候，以色列人的长子生命可以得到保存。
When God strikes the firstborn of Egypt, all the Israelites' firstborn will be preserved.
啊，不但长子得到保全，就是所有的以色列人，他们都要得到拯救。
Not only will their firstborn be preserved, the entire people will be delivered.
啊，因为他们的房子有羔羊的血的记号。
All because they have the sign of blood on their houses.
哦，所以一提到羔羊，这个以色列人他们是有这样一个深刻的印象。
So whenever you talk to the Israelites about a lamb, they have this vivid memory.
哦，所以当主耶稣出来传道的时候，施洗约翰就这样为耶稣做见证。
When Jesus began his ministry, John the Baptist witnessed for Christ.
说看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。
He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, that is to take away the sin of the world."
你们要因为主耶稣，你们要得到救赎。
You shall be saved through Jesus Christ.
就好像当时在埃及地，因为这个羊羔的血，以色列人得到救赎。
Just like in the days of Exodus, the Israelites were saved through the blood of the Lamb.
今天我们已经领受救恩的人，我们都知道，我们都承认，我们就是当时的那个以色列人的长子。
Those of us who have been baptized and saved today, we realize we're just like the Israelites back then.
好，我们需要被救赎。
We need to be delivered.
啊，主耶稣为我们流血，他成为我们的记号。
Our Lord Jesus died and shed his blood for us. He becomes our sign.
所以保罗说，我们都是重价所买来的。
Paul says we were all purchased at a noble price.
主耶稣在十字架上为我们流血。
Our Lord Jesus shed his blood on the cross.
在十字架上，最后他说成了。
And in the end, he said it is finished.
在这个之前，他尝了那个醋。
And prior to this, he tasted the bitter vinegar.
然后他说成了。
Then he said it is finished.
主耶稣为我们尝了那醋。
He tasted the vinegar on our behalf.
主耶稣知道我们生活当中一切的苦楚。
He understands all the bitterness in our life.
他知道我们生活当中我们的焦虑。
He understands our challenges and our worries.
他知道我们生活当中物质上、精神上的那一种干渴。
He can empathize the thirst and the emptiness in our life.
他看到我们为了信仰、为了生活，我们在那边努力，我们所流的汗、所流的血。
He can see how hard we work, for our faith and for our livelihood.
他看到我们在人生当中有很多的悲伤，有很多的愁苦。
He can see the sorrow and sadness in human life.
他可以看到我们肉体的疼痛，心中的疼痛。
He could understand the pain in our heart and in our body.
他知道我们生活当中充满着很多的引诱。
He understands our life can be filled with many temptations.
他知道我们生活当中有时候有那种被出卖、被陷害的事情。
He knows that in our life, sometimes we be betrayed and be falsely accused.
他更知道我们如果没有救恩，我们将来还要进入永远的死里。
And all the more, he knows that without salvation, we will end up in eternal punishment.
所以他不但为我们尝了那醋，他更为我们尝了死味。
Not only did he taste the vinegar for us, he also tasted death on our behalf.
他尝了那醋之后，他说成了。
After that, he said it is finished.
人所没有办法解决的这个永远的刑罚、永远的死的这个问题，得到了解决。
The eternal punishment that man cannot resolve is now resolved by Jesus Christ.
成了，主耶稣为我们来满足了神的公义。
It is finished. Jesus completed our righteousness.
有罪的人需要面对审判，需要接受刑罚。
A sinful person must face his judgment and must be punished.
主耶稣担当我们的罪，他为我们受审判、受刑罚。
But our Lord Jesus has taken up our sin and he was punished and judged on our behalf.
他实现了神的慈爱。
He manifests God's mercy.
今天凡是相信主耶稣基督的人都能够得着永生。
So today, everyone who believes in Jesus can receive salvation.
他也承前了神对亚伯拉罕的这个所立的约。
He also fulfilled the covenant he made with Abraham.
今天以色列人同样的借着主耶稣基督，他们也可以领受神的恩典，神的救恩。
Today, every person can also receive the salvation through Jesus Christ.
主耶稣成为我们人生最大的安慰，最大的保证。
Our Lord Jesus now is our greatest comfort and greatest hope.
就像施洗约翰所说的，他就是那个羔羊。
Just like John the Baptist said, he is the Lamb of God.
今天人如果有遗憾的话，最大的遗憾就是不愿意接受耶稣基督为救主。
If there is any regret at all in a human life, the greatest regret is that they do not know Jesus Christ.
今天我们一个基督徒如果有遗憾的话，最大的遗憾是我们仍然要自己要来背重担。
As a Christian, our greatest regret would be then to still have to take up our own sin and our own burdens.
以色列人，当时的以色列人，他们顺服神，他们在门楣门框上都做了记号。
At that time, the Israelites painted the doors and with the blood of the lamb according to God's instruction.
难道神真的需要有这个记号，他才知道谁是以色列人吗？
Do you think God really need to see the blood in order to recognize the Jews from the Egyptians?
其实是不用的。
Actually, he doesn't.
但是他要人这么做。
But he wants people to do that anyway.
今天我们想想看。为了领受救恩，神要我们做什么？
Today, think about this. In order for salvation to come into our life, what does God require of us?
神也要我们身上有耶稣基督宝血的记号。
He also wants us to carry the blood of Jesus Christ on our body.
主耶稣的，当我们受洗的时候，主耶稣的宝血在我们身上产生功效，成为记号。
When we're baptized, the blood of Jesus covers us, and now it becomes a sign.
这要成为永远的功效。
It will have a function forever.
所以每当我们在他的面前来反省自己，来悔改的时候，
So whenever we come before him to repent of our own sins,
这宝血的功效就要再一次的来洗净我们。
The power of this blood will once again wash us anew.
出埃及记十二章第八节。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 12, verse 8.
第八节，当夜要吃羊羔的肉，用火烤了，以无酵饼和苦菜同吃。这里神也要他们吃羊羔的肉。
Verse 8, it also tells them that they need to eat the flesh of the lamb.
包括无酵饼跟苦菜。
Including unleavened bread and bitter herbs.
第九节。
Verse 9,
不可吃生的，断不可吃水煮的，要带着头、腿、五脏，用火烤了吃。也告诉他们怎么来处理这个羊羔的这个羊羔。
Verse 9, it also teach them how to prepare the lamb.
不可以吃生的，不可以用这个水煮。
They were not to eat it raw nor to boil it with water.
一定要用火烤。
But rather to roast it in the fire.
第十节，不可剩下一点留到早晨，若留到早晨要用火烧了。
Verse 10, and they should not leave any until the morning.
十一节，你们吃羊羔，当腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧的吃，这是主的逾越节。也告诉他们，在吃的当中很详细的讲怎么吃。
And verse 11 also gives some detailed instruction on how they should partake the lamb. The lamb.
请你念一下。
It says that when you eat it, you shall.Eat it with belt in your waist and sandals on your feet and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste.
这是很紧张的一个晚上。
This was a night of intensity.
就在那个晚上，法老赶紧的把摩西跟亚伦叫来。
In that very night, Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron.
法老再也承受不了整个国家老百姓对所给他的压力。
Pharaoh can no longer withstand the pressures that he was receiving from the people of his country.
整个国家的百姓说，赶快让这些以色列人离开我们的地方。
Everyone, all the people in the country told them to let the Israelites go.
所以他们那一夜他们就必须要起行要离开。
So in that very night, they were to leave Egypt.
摆在他们前头的还有许许多多的路程跟困难。
They still have a long journey ahead of them.
他们需要有力量。
They needed some strength.
所以神告诉他们，那一个晚上你们要吃羊羔的肉。
So God said to them that night, you should eat the lamb.
今天我们奔跑我们前头的路程。
Today we're trying to finish this journey to heaven.
我们需要有力量。
We also need some strength.
主耶稣基督要在各方面来赐给我们力量。
Now Lord Jesus will give us strength in many different places in our life.
所以我们要领受神的道理。
We need to receive His word.
我们要被圣灵充满。
We need to be filled by His Holy Spirit.
我们要领受圣餐。
We need to partake in the Holy Communion.
我们才能够像保罗所说的，靠着那个加给我力量的，我凡事都能。
So we could do what Paul says, I could do all things through him who gives me strength.
在他们那个晚餐的整个过程，神很详细的来指示他们。
In that night, God gave them great length of details on how they should prepare themselves.
在这个整个过程里头，对信仰有很好的教训。
Through this entire process, we could learn many valuable lessons in our faith.
这个羊羔要用火烤。
The lamb must be baked with in fire.
这个火代表很多的意思。
Fire obviously means many different things.
这个火代表着审判，代表着刑罚。
It represents judgment and punishment.
本来我们是在受审判刑罚之下。
In the past, we fall under judgment and punishment.
主耶稣为我们来承受了。
But the Lord has bear that burden for us.
在那个晚上，他们吃无酵饼。
That night, they ate unleavened bread.
这个酵代表着错误、罪恶。
Leaven represents sin and wrongdoings.
在往后的日子里头，他们要努力的从生活当中来除掉错误。
After this day, they should try hard in their life to remove the leavens in their life.
当然，这个无酵饼也代表着，今天也代表着没有罪的主耶稣基督。
Of course, this unleavened bread also represents the sinless Jesus.
他们那个晚上也要吃苦菜。
That night they should also eat bitter herbs.
他们要提醒他们，他们曾经在埃及是受过苦的。
It is to remind them that they were once suffering slaves in Egypt.
这个羊羔不可以吃生的，不可以用水煮。
They should not eat this lamb raw or boiled in water.
我们不可以冲淡了主耶稣为我们受死受苦的这些事情。
We should not dilute the fact that Jesus has suffered and died for us.
我们不可以去抹灭了主耶稣基督流宝血的这个救恩。
We cannot erase the fact that he has shed his blood to complete the salvation.
我们要常常去宣扬主耶稣为世人受死的这一件事情。
Instead, we ought to often proclaim how Jesus Christ suffered and died for men.
他们不把所剩下的羊羔的肉留下来。
Also, they should not leave the leftovers until the morning.
这个是完完全全的来献上。
This means a complete offering.
真的，主耶稣是百分之百的给我们。
Yes, indeed, the Lord Jesus completely gave himself to us 100%.
假如主耶稣对我们要求的也是百分之百的话，我们也要一样的献上。
If Jesus were to ask 100% from us, we also need to give ourselves up.
但是主耶稣是很少这样来要求我们。
But rarely will Jesus ask that much of us.
常常是我们的一部分，但是我们是不是有献上了？
Often he only asks a small portion from our life, yet we're still reluctant to give him what he asks.
他们要准备在路途当中来侍奉神。
Also the people were to prepare to serve God in their journey.
所以神要他们束上腰。
So God wanted them to gird their waist.
他们在路程当中，他们要束腰，彼此来帮助，彼此来服侍。
They need to gird their waist to help one another in their journey.
口令一下来，他们马上要出发。
When the command comes, they should begin their journey immediately.
所以他们的鞋子已经穿在脚上。
That's why they need to make sure their sandals are already on their feet.
他们手中要拿着手杖。
They should have their staff in their hands.
会有一个过程，那只是一个路途的过程。
There will be a journey, and it's only part of the process.
他们要前往他们的目标。
They need to begin to walk toward their destination.
他们要赶紧的吃。
And they also need to eat in haste.
今天我们要也是要很积极的来领受道理，领受圣餐。
Today we also need to proactively receive from the Lord, receive the Holy Communion.
他们有这样的准备。来前往他们要去征服的地方。
And this is how they prepare themselves to toward their destination.
我们的前面有我们要走的信仰的路程。
What is before us today is our journey of faith.
在我们的前面有我们要去征服的。
What is before us is the challenges we must overcome.
所以我们也要用同样的心情，常常准备好自己。
And it's with the same attitude that we need to often prepare ourselves to confront these challenges.
我们常常提醒自己，我领受了羊羔的肉没有
？Let's often remind ourselves and ask ourselves, have I already received the Lamb of God?
如果没有，我们将会是软弱的。
If not, then we will be weak.
我们要努力的去领受。
We need to work hard to receive this Lamb.
主耶稣基督能够满足我们路途当中一切的需要。
Our Lord Jesus will satisfy everything we need in this journey.
我们一起在。办圣餐前，我们一起站起来唱296首。
Before we begin our Holy Communion, stand up and sing hymn together number 296.